from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Schlereth joins us now. He was just making a Starbucks order. Had to get the energy right for the interview.
What up, Steve?
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Doing great. Doing
awesome. Great. Very much looking forward to the season, of course, as everybody is. Expectations incredibly high for the Falcons. I want to get your thoughts on Falcons' expectations to start.
Well, I mean, I would tell you, last year I did, I don't know, 4 Falcons games.
You did.
And I thought they were far and away the best team in the NFC South. They just did not have the quarterback that could get it done. So I thought from a talent standpoint, there's 2 things that were missing from the Falcons last year. It was the quarterback, which was obviously the biggest issue, right? That's the big issue. And then I thought it was in a legit, like, game-changing pass rusher. They didn't have that. And so that was the second thing that was missing from them. And obviously when Grady Jarrett, when he went down, you know, that was a big blow, obviously. But they didn't have a legit edge rusher. So, I mean, they've addressed both those issues, right, with the Don trade and then obviously with Kirk Cousins. So, like, I look at them as the going-away favorite in the South. I think they're a better team. And I look at everything from, you know, from Drake London is big time. Pitts, you know, can make that rebound be big time. I think their offensive line is really outstanding, one of the tops in the league. And then they've got the running backs to really beat you up. So, like, for me, everything is in line for the Atlanta Falcons to win that division. I'd be sorely disappointed if they didn't.
Hey, Zay, how is this different, though, when we talk about Kirk Cousins than teams he's been on in the past? Because he's been on teams with a great receiver, good offensive line, dominant pass rushers. He's been on these teams. What makes it this team to you different than those teams that he was with Minnesota?
I'm having some problems. Can you get that to me one more time? I'm in the streets of New York trying to print up my stuff.
I see you're big. You done got so damn big time on us. Got your TV show in New York City and everything.
Yeah, well,
you're big time.
Shout at me. What was it? What was the question one more time?
You're big time.
It's loud there. It's loud in New
York. I was saying, I don't want to yell too loud. I was saying that Kurt's had these type of weapons and things at previous stops. How is it going to be different, in your opinion, here in Atlanta?
Yeah, you know, he's had good weapons. There's no question about it. And he's always put up numbers. The issue is, you know, it's always been, well, during the primetime games, he's struggled. I think one thing that you would have to look at, you know, during those years in Washington, during those years in Minnesota, they were never the front runner, right? There was always Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Like, with the South, you don't have that. I think the competition, like, I'm doing Carolina, New Orleans this week. Like, Derek Carr has been, in the preseason, Derek Carr has been off. And the Carolina Panthers, who won 2 games last year, didn't play their people in the preseason. I think their offense, their starting offense, had like 8 snaps in the preseason, which is mind-boggling to me. Mm-hmm. So, like, one, you've got a division that you go undefeated in. And, I think you'd be disappointed if he didn't go undefeated in your division. So that automatically puts you in a position to win that division. I think they win that division going away. So that's the difference. And then once you get in the playoffs, listen, if you can execute, you can run the ball, you can set up your play action stuff, like that's what puts you apart in the playoffs. You have the ability to do those things. And I think the Falcons especially with their offensive line and their run game, the potential of their run game with Algier and with Bashaun Robinson. Like, they've got the chance to be really special in that, which is just that's what sets up the play action. That's what sets up the explosives. And, you know, that's what to me wins games.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here, as he will every Wednesday throughout the football season. Week one kicks off for the Falcons against the Steelers. They got a lot of new faces over there, including Russell Wilson at quarterback. What do you think that's going to look like?
What would that look like? Oh, I almost cussed. You know what I saw in Denver all those years, it's going to look like you know, a dog squatting to take a dump. It's been so bad. He's been so bad. You know, people, I always say, man, dude is just flat out, he was on track to go to the Hall of Fame. He played himself out of that. He's been awful. And so, like, I just don't know from my perspective, the Steelers. I think the biggest thing is, like, his lack of understanding of pocket presence and what he tries to do. He escapes out the back of the pocket. That guy, I know in Denver last year, took 45 sacks. They credited him personally, I believe, with 30 of them.
Wow.
30 of the 45 sacks. And let me just tell you this. Your chances of scoring, just scoring, after you take a sack on a drive, drop, I think, below 10%. Hmm. So you take sacks in this league, you cannot score. And ultimately, that's what he does on a consistent basis. He puts his team so far behind the eight ball on a consistent basis. You cannot win that way. So, it's going to be awkward. He was voted the only offensive team captain. It's going to be awkward when he gets benched. Like, that's going to be weird, right? Our team captain's on the side. They're going to rush him off the sideline to accept the penalty instead of Justin Fields or whatever. I just can't see that working. I think it'll be Mike Tomlin's first time he's ever been, had a losing record.
How do you think when this happens, that they use the two quarterback system with Justin Fields? I mean, obviously he didn't do enough to win the job, or do enough when Russ was out to win this starting quarterback job. Do you see aware where they're going to use him more outside of him just putting him in for those running plays?
Yeah, no, I think they'll use him obviously for the run plays and all that kind of stuff. And like, he's a dynamic guy, obviously. And it sets up, I always think, and this is the thing that kind of surprised me, is it truly sets up for what Arthur Smith kind of did back in the day in Tennessee when Ryan Tannehill took over for Marcus Mariota at quarterback. And they kind of put in that quarterback run RPO type of game plan. And so with the two backs they have and with the ability to do that, I kept thinking, well, it's only a matter of time before Fields ends up being the starter there. And I think that will happen eventually. But as of right now, they're going with Russell Wilson. But I think you'll see a lot of Justin Fields, and eventually I think you'll see him replacing Russell Wilson in that offense.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store near you. Add extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Who's your pick for MVP before the season gets underway?
This just is like eating a turd sandwich. Probably Mahomes, but I hope not. They're gonna be great. Their defense was great last year. You know, they led the league in drops last year with 50, right, including the playoffs, 50 freaking drops.
Yeah.
So if they, they got rid of the number one culprit in Kadarius Toney. Like, if they just clean that aspect of their offense up, like, come on, they're going to be great again. And plus, in that division, it's not like anybody is really ready to challenge them, right? So, I would probably pick Mahomes, but again, like I said, that's enough to make me want to vomit.
Real quick, we were talking earlier about the Falcons should win the division. I mean, outside of injuries and anything, is there a team that you think that can compete with them in the NFC?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So,
can defeat Atlanta in the NFC South?
Yeah.
I mean, Tampa went to the playoffs last year, right? And Baker Mayfield had a resurgence. So, like, you know, they've always got a chance, although they don't really run the ball well. And the thing that was amazing about Baker is Baker could play really bad football for a while, and then when it becomes kind of crunch time, Baker just seems to be able to make his big-time plays in the most critical moments. So that is just something that he brings to the table. I still think New Orleans, you know, I think their defense is going to be pretty good. The good thing for Carr is he absolutely loved John Gruden, the West Coast offense that John ran, and it's where he really excelled, and it's not been, you know, it hasn't been that way for a while. Well, Clint Kubiak has come in there, the son of Gary Kubiak, who was my offensive coordinator all those years in Denver. Clint has come in and taken over that program. So they'll run the ball a lot better. They'll create a lot of great, you know, marriage between that run game and the play action stuff, and I think that'll really help Derek Carr kind of regain kind of his status, which, you know, wasn't the best, but he was always really good and efficient. I mean, he's not one of those kind of elite level guys, but he was always good. I think he could play a lot better based on that system and based on playing for Clint Kubiak.
Mark, we appreciate the time.
Watch out for them taxis, Mark.
No, absolutely, man. Things are crazy here in New York. I don't know what I'm doing.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Mark Schlereth there.
All right.
Odyssey NFL Insider going to join us every single Wednesday at 1:20. Hopefully not from the streets of New York.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.